Blog Talk Radio.
Dota. Everybody, time for the fun-filled episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm your host, William Ramo, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on, Will?
Not much. Just, unfortunately, for you, another heartbreaking Giants loss that we're going to lead off with.
Don't tell me about it.
No, give a little prediction for this huge Jets game versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Will the big question will be answered? Will Chad Ochocinco escape Revis Island? We'll talk about that a little later. Then we'll talk a little NBA with the Knicks trade rumor that Nate Robinson, who had that huge game on Friday against the Hawks, he vetoed a trade with the Knicks. But we'll talk about that a little later. And of course, we'll talk the Jason Bay signing that just happened this past week. We'll talk a little Yankees too, as they try to look for a potential replacement for Johnny Damon, in case they don't resign him, which it's looking that way, they're not going to. And we'll end the show with a little pro wrestling, if you want to call it professional wrestling, because it's fake. We'll talk about the huge night tomorrow, January 4th, Brett versus Hogan, but returns after his 12-year hiatus. We'll talk more about that. And we'll talk, of course, about Hulk Hogan joining TNA to compete with WWE. But we'll get to that a little later. So we'll lead off with a little gridiron. Another tough back-to-back loss by the Giants, a 44-7 defeat for the Giants by the Vikings.
Man, I got to tell you, from the start, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. You know, they look like they're still in bed today. I mean, they didn't come out with any effort. The defense sucks. They've been sucking all year. And they just got torched by the Vikings today, and they deserved it. And they deserve not to go to the playoffs. And this team, they got to do something in the offseason. I don't know. Maybe they got to change the defensive coordinator, or they got to bring in some new players, but they need to do a lot of changes in the offseason. Then I tell you, when I was watching that game, I was so bored, I turned to the Travel Channel to watch Fun Factory. I don't know if you know that show, but it's about factories making stuff, you know, around the world. And I just turned to that to watch it because the Giant game was boring. You know, we were losing. We were down by like 30 by that point, so. I just said, hey, whatever.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That sounds better than the Giants' defense these past 2 days, giving up at least 40 points these past 2 games. And a horrible finish for a team that started out 5-0 and then finished the rest of the games going 3-8 to finish their season with an even 8-8. Of course, there wasn't a lot of highlights in this blowout by the Vikings. Ramsey's Barden, he caught his first career pass in the fourth quarter, a 16-yarder. Danny Ware, he had 22 points on 5 carries for his first career touchdown. So congratulations to those two guys. Other than that, it was pretty ugly. Giants were flagged for 12 times for 90 yards. Vikings fumbled the ball 4 times, but they recovered on all of their fumbles. And here's the glaring thing that is the pretty much the microcosm of the whole game was Giants was 1-8 on third downs. So a very horrible game for the Giants.
But you know, like you said, like I'm glad that Steve Smith. Finish the year with over 100 catches. Even though he's not going to make the Pro Bowl, you know.
Yeah, he only caught 10 passes for 57 yards. Like you alluded to, his 107 receptions is a giant record.
Yep. I'm proud for him. I'm happy for him. He's a good receiver. He's going to be a great receiver for many years to come.
Yeah, Giants, with Jerry Reese, I think he's going to hold on. He's going to hold on to that guy for a very long time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's nothing to worry about.
Better.
Do you have any plans of who you think should – do you think they should keep Brandon Jacobs?
Man, looking back at it, I think we should have kept what's his name from last year, the running back, Dedrick Ward.
Yeah, right, Derek Ward, right.
We should have kept Derek Ward. Yeah, we should have kept that guy, man, because he could pass. I mean, not pass. He could catch passes. He could run the ball. I mean, he was a versatile running back. Jacobs is, you know, he's just a power back, and he gets injured a lot. I mean, this year was an off year for him. I mean, he better come back strong next year. I mean, because if he comes back with the same season that he had this year, then the Giants might not release him.
Yeah, he's definitely in jeopardy of being cut from the team. Because this was definitely an off year for him.
So let's just hope this is like a Robinson Cano year for him. You know, let's just hope he has an off year and then comes back and become a great power back again next year. I'm looking. I looked at. I hope they get rid of some of the players on the defensive side, because and a lot of those players couldn't tackle all year. They had a lot of missed tackles. They couldn't guard any. They couldn't guard any wide receivers, and they couldn't get to the quarterback and sack him. I mean, they got to make some changes. They got to bring in some new defensive guys also. You know, so they have a lot of changes to make. Like I said.
I can't argue with that anymore, man. With you anymore. This team it prides itself historically on defense, and clearly they haven't played with the same defensive intensity that they had these past couple of years on their Super Bowl run. So yeah, there's a lot of changes that need to be made in order for them to get back to that level.
Yep. I mean, they started season 5-0, and then everybody was, you know, putting them in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know? But after that, they just, I don't know what happened.
They just didn't play defense, man. That's the main culprit.
Well, the season's over, so
yep.
F them. You go to hell.
Sorry about that, man. Trust me, as a Nick, Matt, and a Jet fan, you know, I know about losing when I see it.
Yeah, well.
So I know a thing or two about collapses, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even collapse. I mean, it was more of a. They started 5-0 and they finished the season
3-0. That was a
collapse, right?
That was a collapse, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, it was still early on that they started 5-0. I mean, it wasn't really a collapse. You know?
Yeah, but they had a 5-0. I mean, they had a great start.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, a lot of teams start off great, and then you know, they were just inconsistent all year. You know, they're up and down, up and down.
Yeah,
and
they still had a chance
to make the playoffs until a couple of weeks ago, and then they blew that chance. So they deserve not to make the playoffs.
Because they won like 5-0, and then if I'm not mistaken, they lost the next four.
Yeah, you know, like I said, they were inconsistent. They were up and down all year. They win some, then lose some. Win some, then lose some. You know, win one, lose one. Hey, they too bad. Maybe next year.
Yeah, but Jerry's definitely got to make a lot of moves to improve the team, especially on the defense.
Yeah.
And hopefully Eli will be fully healed from his foot injury, the plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
I think that's five times fast. But anyway, I guess we'll my condolences to the Giants fans out there. But I guess we'll move on to the Jets, if you don't mind. Well, Jets had, you know, the scenario for the Jets is pretty simple. Win and you're in.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Question is, will they actually come through on their last, which will be tonight, I should say, will be their last game at the Meadowlands.
Yep.
Will they come through where the same place a week ago, the Giants didn't come through? Will it be the same old Jets? Will they get your hopes up and then they break your heart in the last second?
Hopefully, you know, you don't want 2 years in a row where you have a chance to make the playoffs and you don't make it.
Yeah, I know. That sounds very familiar with a team that plays in Flushing, the New York Mets.
So hopefully, they got to win tonight.
I'm optimistic. I think they'll pull out the win.
Well, that's all they got to do. Win and they're in. That's it. The Dolphins lost today. They lost to the Steelers, so they're definitely not going to make it.
Yeah, there's no fears of them doing to us what they did to the Jets last year.
Yeah.
When they single-handedly beat the Jets.
Yeah, so you know, all the Jets gotta worry now is about themselves.
Yep.
Now the Texans won today, and the Ravens look like they gotta win. So Jets gotta win. That's all they gotta do. If they lose, then it looks like most likely the Texans could go to the playoffs for the first time in their history.
But yeah, the Bengals team is a horrible team, but you know, they have talented players like you know, like Chad Ochocinco. And you know he's gonna be
talking.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's been trash talking about how, you know, Darrell Revis couldn't and I quote, he couldn't come at him with a brown paper bag in a phone booth. Yeah, I think in a Manhattan corner in a phone booth. and then he had the, I don't know if you saw the photo. He had a photo of looks like Alcatraz. and he calls it Revis Island. And you see him standing. You see whatchamacallit. I think you see a photo of either him or Revis. I can't remember. And he's standing on the island, and he's like, man, he's like, the island's so small, you know, it can't cover, you know, anything. Something like that. Oh, and I don't know if you heard what Ochocinco said. If he wins, he's gonna imitate Fireman Ed.
Wow, I gotta see that.
Yeah, he's gonna put on a fireman hat with the Bengals colors. And he's either gonna sit on the goal line, you know, the goal pole.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna sit on it, and then afterwards he's gonna do the OCHO, Ocho Ocho Ocho. or he's gonna sit on the shoulders of his teammates and
wow.
You know, do that.
I definitely gotta see that. I definitely gotta watch the Jet game tonight and Frank the Entertainer. The Entertainer in the Basement Affair tonight, man. I'm gonna be switching back and forth tonight.
I think the only way he's gonna get that is like if it's like a late touchdown where the game is, you know, out of the way, you know, out of reach, and most likely I would think, you know, the Jets would pull it out, and he gets a cheap touchdown, and then he does it. But
the Bengals did have to rest some of their players in the second half, though.
Yeah, they're most likely gonna rest that player, but we shall see.
That'd be funny if he does that.
Yeah, it definitely will be worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, who you think's gonna pull this out?
I think the Jets are gonna win. I think it's gonna be the Jets and the Ravens win. Jets and the Ravens are going to go in. They're going to get the final two playoff spots.
I think Jets will beat them. I say by 10 points.
Right.
I say 24-14.
Yeah.
Jets.
And I don't think Chad Ochocinco is going to get to do that thing he says he's going to do. I don't even think he'll score a touchdown in this game.
I hope not.
Because imagine if he does that and the Jets lose. I mean, that's going to be painful.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be painful.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. Man. Dude, that'd be up there with the Dolphins beating us at the Meadowlands, or maybe even worse.
Yeah, that'll be a stinger if that happens.
Yep.
Right now, the Cowboys and Eagles are playing for the NFC East title, and for the number 2 or 3 seed. And right now, the Cowboys are up 17-0 in the third quarter. With under 6 minutes to go. So it looks like the Cowboys are on their way to winning the NFC East title. Now they're up 24-0, though.
Question is, will they actually get out of the first round?
Yeah. Well, if they win this game, they got to play the Eagles again next week in the first round.
Yeah, the same scenario with the Jets. If they win, they're most likely going to face Carson Palmer. Yeah, Carson Palmer and the Bengals.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, so far he's been having a good year. 21 TDs and with only 10 interceptions.
Well, here's the difference. The Cowboys will face the Eagles in their building again, and the Jets on the other hand are going to have to travel to Cincinnati next week.
Yeah.
Instead of playing at the Meadowlands.
That is true.
So it's a different place, different time.
Yep.
Different scenario.
Yeah, you're right.
And I want the Eagles to lose too, because I can't stand them.
Dude, I can't stand the Eagles either. And they're not even in my division. But then again, I can't stand Philadelphia. Period. But.
Well, I can't send Cowboys either, but I just want the Cowboys to win this one.
Yeah, I'm tired of those Philly fans, Philadelphia fans talking trash all the time.
Yep. Well, the Yankees shut them up for a while,
Well, I didn't want neither one of you guys to win in the World Series, as you know, but, hey, at least it shut the Phillies up, so I'm not crying.
Yeah, but now the Philadelphia fans, they're trash-talking again.
That's all they got.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies, they won the World Series, and they were talking smack to the Mets, as if Mets won.
Stupid. They're dumb.
You know what?
Well, not all you Philadelphia fans are like that, but some of you are.
Well, yeah. Not all Philadelphia fans are like that, but there is a lot of Philadelphia fans who fall to that, loud-mouth, insane, fanatic stereotype that the Philadelphia fans have. Not everybody's like that, but,
Yeah.
But, let me ask you a question.
You don't want to offend the Philadelphia fans out there.
Well, yeah. No doubt. There are, some cool people there, from Philadelphia, So I'm not dogging on all of them. But, there are some crazy people, over there. But, I mean, there are crazy Mets. And, of course, we do know there's a lot of crazy Yankee fans. I can definitely testify to that. But, all fan base, they have, rabid fans.
Yeah, that's true.
So I can't, But do you know what Mets fans, and Philly fans have in common?
What do Mets fans and Philly fans have in common? Both play in the same division?
Well, other than that.
I don't know. What is it? Well, you guys both get beaten by the Yankees?
No. No.
You both hate the Yankees.
They're both obsessed with the Mets.
Oh. Oh, okay, I get it.
But on to the
I would have thought you both hate the Yankees, but
they hate us. They hate the Mets more than they hate the Yankees.
Oh.
They hate you guys too. I mean, you're in New York.
Yeah, but they're obsessed with you guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We know it. The players, the announcers, everybody.
Well,
they hate
New
York.
Now you guys got bait. Now, maybe that'll change.
Yeah. But, whatchamacallit, Jason Bay can't be the only, major acquisition the Mets make this offseason, because if that's the case, looks like Mets might probably only improve into a third place team at this rate, unless if Jason Bay, you know, carries the team. I mean,
he shows a history.
Jason Bay shows a history that he's clutch when you need him the most. But hopefully he'll, you know, he'll come through. But he can't. Hopefully Mets won't be complacent and they won't just keep him in the game. You know, they don't improve the starting pitching.
Yeah, I think Bay's gonna be great for you guys. I mean, the guy has power. He drives in a lot of runs. You know, although he does strike out a bit. But I think that him and David Wright are gonna have a fight to determine who's the tougher white boy. Don't you think?
I didn't know there was a sentence. There was a competition. Hey, as long as they win me a title, that's all I care about.
You can see, you know, who's a which white boy controls the locker room?
I don't think there's a what you would call it a dispute anyway, because David Wright is the face of the franchise. So
yeah, that's true.
Just like, you know, like when A-Rod or Sabathia or any of those superstar players come to the Yankees, they know that that's Jeter's locker room. And sure, David Wright is, you know, younger. He doesn't have the success or the championships that Jeter has, but, you know, that's Wright is the future captain of the team. He just has to, you know, step up his game more. And unfortunately, because of the injuries, he was the only person, I mean, that was in the lineup, you know, prior and after his concussion due to the Matt Cain hit by pitch in his head. So
yeah,
hopefully, you know, he stays healthy and the other players stay healthy, and that's why we'll have their first productive year in the last 3 years.
Yeah,
and actually make the postseason and hopefully surprise a lot of people.
So okay, opening day, what's going to be the starting lineup for the Mets? It's going to be Jose Reyes batting one, right?
Right.
To Castillo?
Yep. It's looking every day that it's going to be him, unless if they could do that rumored trade with the Reds for either Brandon Phillips Adam Harang or actually Aaron Harang or the Arroyo, Bronson Arroyo.
Yeah. That would be good. That would be a good trade.
Yeah, I would do that trade as long as you don't give up, you know, a lot of prospects, you know.
But Washburn's still out there. Why isn't anybody going after the guy?
Yeah, no one's interested in this guy. I mean, this guy,
he's a good pitcher.
He used to be a really, really good pitcher, but
he still is.
I mean, he's a decent pitcher. I mean, he didn't pitch, you know, bad last year, but
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe they know something about his character that we don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, he's not Bedard.
Yeah.
But I heard that Bedard guy has an attitude.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard about that.
But Washburn seems to be a nice guy, you know. Guy's a good pitcher, you know. I don't know why nobody's going after him, but anyway, back to the Mets starting lineup. I think it'll be Reyes, Castillo,
Wright or Beltran. Probably Beltran, then Wright.
Okay, Wright, then Beltran,
then Bay, I would say.
You think that we're going to bring back Delgado?
If he could stay healthy, I know Mets are, you know, really interested in bringing him back again, but yeah, I think if he's healthy, if he could actually stay healthy, because he was slated to play in winter ball today. So I don't know how that went, if he actually played it, you know, he actually played as he was expected to play today.
Right.
But if everything goes well in winter ball, yeah, I think they'll definitely re-sign him and keep him up as a, you know, keep him as a, you know, a 1 year insurance. So when Ike Davis fully develops in the minor leagues, and then they bring him up.
This yeah, kid, I mean, bring him back. That's a lot of power.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, and yeah, Ike Davis, this guy he split the season in a single and double A. He hit a combined 20 home runs.
Wow.
This guy clearly has the most power in the Mets farm system. So hopefully by 2011, or maybe he might be a September call up. This guy could be the future at first base for the Mets.
That'd be nice. Or they could even bring him up next year.
It's a September call up.
Yeah.
Let me see. After Bay would maybe be Delgado if Delgado comes back.
Yeah. Or Francoeur.
Right, Francoeur. Right.
Yeah. See, that's not a bad lineup right there.
Yeah, they might put. Yeah, they might put. Let me see. They might put maybe, let's see. They put Bay probably fifth. Maybe Delgado six, even though he's usually four or five on, previously on the team.
Yeah.
So maybe they might bring him a slot down, and then put Francoeur to break up the two righties, in Francoeur and Bay. And then eighth would most likely be the catcher, might be Molina if they could agree on a 2 year deal, or hopefully not the 3 year deal that Molina has been asking for, but I doubt that.
Yeah.
And then the pitcher, which would be Santana, since this is opening day.
Right.
Not a bad lineup if those guys could stay healthy.
Yeah, it's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
No, you guys now have to focus on the pitching.
Yeah, they definitely got to focus on the pitching and the defense, because the right side of the field defensively isn't doing too good. I mean, Castillo used to be a former three-time Gold Glover, and Delgado, he's only been known for his home runs. So
yeah. And the guy started to look like
a
grandpa.
Delgado, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the gray beard.
And he's been copying Jeter's fist pump.
I knew you were going to. We got that ESP going. I knew you were going to say that.
Come to stop.
He'll stop if Mets win the championship in the near future.
He didn't stop. Come on, he should stop now. Yankees just won the championship. Put some respect.
I don't think they, Jeter copyrighted, so I think it's fair game for everybody. If Delgado start doing the if Delgado start doing the that leaping throw from first base to shortstop, on a weird double play.
Yeah.
Or on a force out, like a 1-6 force out or whatever,
Well, that's
and,
pushing it. That's pushing it.
And then he does the fist bump, then you have a gripe.
Well, yeah, I guess anybody could do it. If those guys from Jersey Shore could do it, then anybody can. So.
My fault. That's 3-6, not 1-6. In case if I said that.
What?
No, I was saying that put out would be 3-6.
3-6, not 1-6?
Yeah, because one is the pitcher.
Oh, you're talking about if Delgado does a double play from a...
If Delgado...
Leaping...
If Delgado, he takes the ball, he throws to whatchamacallit, he throws to... let's say it's a double play, it would be a 3-3. Like, he takes the ball, he steps on the bag for the force out, throws to the shortstop, That would be a 6-6-3 double play.
Oh, okay.
For those who's scoring at home.
But
another Met news, you could say NHL news also, because just like the Yankees, Mets are also interested in having the NHL play, you know, hockey on at Citi Field. And as of right now, Wilpon is trying to convince Rangers and Islanders to play on, you know, at Citi Field. Probably by 2011.
I've never seen a hockey game, but that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. I definitely would check that out. But right now, the commissioner, Gary Bettman, it looks like he doesn't want two local teams playing. But we shall see if as more information becomes available. But I think it would be cool.
Yeah, like I said, I've never seen a hockey game live in person. But
yeah,
that'd be a cool thing to see in person.
Yeah, it would be.
Because the Boston Bruins just had a game against the
Detroit Red Wings, I believe last year, at Chicago Wrigley Field.
No, I'm talking about this year at Fenway, the recent game.
Oh, the recent one. Yeah, last year I think was it Chicago versus I think Detroit last year.
I think so. This year is the Bruins versus who was it this year? It was at Fenway. It was just recently. It was just this past week.
Oh, I missed it. I didn't even know about it, to be honest with you.
I think it could have been on New Year's Day or just before New Year's Day. I don't remember, but it was at Fenway. I forgot who they played, but I think they won.
Hmm.
And it was cold outside.
Yeah, that should be a tradition.
Yeah, every year.
They should do that. Because that's magical, you know, having... You know, like a hockey on a baseball field.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, sure. If you look back historically, Yankee Stadium, you know, has been used as a football and a boxing and wrestling. You know.
Yeah.
You know, in Yankee Stadium, and Shea Stadium too. I mean, Shea Stadium's been host to. You know, memorable concerts by Beatles, The Who,
mm-hmm.
Rolling Stones. I believe they've had boxing too. I know they've had a WWE events at Shea also.
Yeah.
And of course, Shea Stadium was the only stadium to have the Giants, the Jets, Mets, and Yankees play home games at Shea Stadium.
Wow.
So yeah, this would be
every year. Yeah, they should definitely do it, man. Keep it up.
Yeah, so that would be totally awesome to see a different sports venue on a baseball field.
Would you go to that game at Citi Field?
I'd go. I made up my mind now. I'm talking about it now. Hey, you should come too.
That'd be a cool thing to do. Yeah, cool thing to see. Huh? But if the Mets are there, I'm not coming. But if it's Rangers versus Islanders, I'll definitely go.
That turned that out.
Yeah. Why not?
But speaking of another MSG team, the Knicks. They had that huge win against the Hawks.
Yeah, man, the Knicks are on fire.
Yeah,
they won what, 9 of their last 6 games?
10 of their last 17.
Yeah.
And they're playing against the Hawks.
Hawks are a good team.
Yeah, we beat them twice. These are the two games they've had the huge leads on us, and we came back. And Nate Robinson, man, he came off the bench. This guy was benched for over a month, and he rised up to the occasion. 41 points off the bench, 8 assists. This guy was playing defense. I was so proud for him, man. I was at work watching it. I was getting pumped for this guy, man. Like when he nailed the clincher, the game winning three, I was like, no, don't shoot that. And it, when it went, I was like, oh.
Yeah, he made it.
Man, it was like, man, that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's learned his lesson. I mean, he didn't play 14 games. Was it 14 or 12 games?
14.
Yeah, he didn't play for 14 games, and he finally comes back and scores 41 points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even D'Antoni, and then he jumped onto he jumped after the 3-pointer onto his teammates.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, they show the camera. You even see D'Antoni smiling.
Yeah. Because D'Antoni has had he's had a headache with this guy.
Yep.
But I'm glad for him, man. Now hopefully D'Antoni will continue playing him and. We'll see if Nate continues to play better and not act stupid.
Yep. And hopefully they'll play better as we speak against the Pacers.
Yeah. Tonight.
Yep. And speaking of Nate Robinson, after his huge performance, Knicks was they had a deal in place with they had a deal in place with Memphis to trade Nate Robinson to Memphis Grizzlies for Marcus Williams, the former point guard with the Nets,
mm-hmm.
Golden State, and a draft pick to the Knicks for Nate Robinson. But since Nate Robinson signed a one-year deal, since he was a restricted free agent, he was able to veto the trade. So,
oh, that's good.
Nate Robinson is still a Knick.
That's good. And Nate, when he's not playing them, he's exciting to watch. The fans love him, the kids love him, and him and LeBron will make a great team here.
I think so. The only thing I miss about that trade is the pick. I think Memphis has like 2 picks in this upcoming draft. That problem, but hopefully they can do another trade with Memphis, and hopefully Nate won't be a part of it.
Yeah.
But we shall see.
Well, if LeBron is going to come here, then Nate has to be here.
Yeah,
Nate, LeBron on the same team? I mean, come on. That's crazy.
Yeah. Having Nate as the sixth man of the bench.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, and you could sign, hopefully, another complimentary player. I don't think Wade is going to come here.
Yeah.
Maybe Bosh, maybe Stoudemire, somebody, a complimentary star player. Or what we could do is, we could also sign Joe Johnson. Or what we could do is, sign LeBron, maybe not spent, if we don't see a play that's worth, a max contract or close to a max contract, we could sign LeBron, build some good solid players around him, and then next year, the year after that, maybe go after Carmelo or Dwight Howard,
Oh, yeah, man. Dwight Howard would be great on this team.
Oh, he'd be the perfect center I'd want on the team.
Yeah. Guy can rebound. He grabs tons of rebounds.
Yeah, he's the most athletic
big man.
Big man in the game, man. Imagine that. Having LeBron, man, alley-oop to Howard. Man.
That's a dream team right there.
That would be the dream team. That would definitely be the redeemed dream team right here.
Yeah. Wow.
Because Knicks need a lot of redemption. It's been a long time.
What points
time,
do you
man.
Think Nick is going to score tonight?
I'd say about 16.
Yeah. About 14, 15, yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't see him, if he's, playing, I don't see him, scoring that much.
Yeah, he's not going to score 41 again, I don't think.
I don't think he's going to score a double nickel.
Yeah, no, I don't see that.
But kudos to Nate. I mean, in this tough situation, unlike Marbury, you didn't hear him say anything. He didn't really, say anything that, that demanded a trade or anything like that. Sure, his agent did. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure the agent, let Nate know what he was going to do beforehand. But for the most part, he said the right things, saying he wants to remain a Nick. He didn't act out as he could have.
Yeah.
So for that, I commend him for being a good sport, which in sports nowadays, it seems like a rarity at times.
Didn't the NBA fine his agent for talking too much?
No, they fined Nate.
They fined Nate, right.
Yeah.
Because of his agent.
I don't think they should have fined Nate because of that.
Yeah.
I heard the Players Association is reviewing that.
Oh.
I don't think they should take his money. I mean, it was the agent that said that. I mean, sure it is, the agent is representing him, and I'm pretty sure the agent spoke to him before he said that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't think I don't think it's Boris, You're just going to, talk and, have all that control and just say whatever you want.
Who is his agent?
Aaron Goodwin, I believe it is.
Oh, I never heard of the guy. Because the only agent I know is Boris. That's the only guy I know.
Oh, and Drew Rosenhaus from the NFL.
Oh, yeah, him too, yeah.
But, yeah, the other agents in sports aren't as, star names as a Boris or a Rosenhaus.
Yeah, because they sign all the big names.
Yeah, Leon Rose would be one for a big agent for the for NBA. But he doesn't have that same, his name isn't as, isn't beyond the game, what I mean?
Right. Yeah, if I was an NBA, if I was just an athlete, I'd want Boris as my agent.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely too.
Because he gets a huge contract for his clients.
Sure, he'll make you play on the last place Antarctican team or whatever. Penguins or whatever. Not the Pittsburgh, but I'm just saying. He'll put you in the Wizard of Oz. If the Wizard of Oz will pay you 5 cents more than the Yankees. So he'll make you sign with them. But then again, Yankees would be a horrible analogy since Yankees, overspends everybody. Actually, see Sabathia about that.
Yeah.
But speaking of, I guess we should go on to the big news tomorrow.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Monday Night Raw.
TNA.
Yeah, man. For those of you who don't know, who don't care about wrestling, professional wrestling, Bret Hart, he's a former 5-time WWF champion. He's won multiple tag team titles with his brother-in-law, Jim D'Angelo Neidhart. And he's returning back to the WWE as a guest host referee. Actually, as a guest host. I'm so used to saying guest host referee. the Attitude Era, they had a lot of guest host referee, but
yeah.
Back to what I was saying, he's the guest host for tomorrow night. So that should be an emotional date tomorrow for him.
Yeah, after 12 years, he makes his comeback to the WWE, and he's going to be in the ring.
Yep.
And, he signed a, what, this is like, he signed a four-month contract before this year began, right?
Yep, and the contract ends shortly after WrestleMania, so there might be proof to the Bret versus Vince McMahon rumors, but we shall see.
I mean, I doubt that Bret will wrestle again because this guy has suffered some injuries.
Yeah.
You know, it could happen.
And I know you'd like to, sure it won't be WrestleMania 12 when he fought against Shawn Michaels or WrestleMania 13 against Stone Cold. But I think even a washed up Bret, I think you'd be happy to see him in the ring.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if he could wrestle again, yeah, I would love to see it, you know. But, I mean, if it was him versus Vince McMahon, I mean, come on. I mean, I'm tired of seeing Vince McMahon wrestle.
Yeah, even he said to himself that he retired from wrestling.
Hey, give it up, bro.
I think he should. I think he should because there's nobody, I mean, this is not the Attitude Era anymore. There's nobody who's, you know, that, you know, should, you know, fight against him because it's not, he doesn't have, WWE is not the same anymore. You know, if they try that with Cena or whatnot, his goody two-shoe image, it doesn't really, you know, fit with his image.
Yeah.
You don't have anybody that, you know, that should, you know, fight against him because it'd be like recycling the same storyline from 10 years ago.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I think the only person who could pull it off would probably be someone like maybe, you know, like Rock or Stone Cold. The only person who could probably do it now would be probably HBK or Triple H or Undertaker. It'd have to be like an old school wrestler. Because these new guys, they don't have that, you know, they're not being developed or pushed right.
Well, Bret Hart versus John Cena match, I think people would just want to see that. Or Bret Hart versus Triple H, maybe.
Yeah, I think people would be willing to see that.
There's some people that he could wrestle.
Yeah, but the problem is like you said, and that we all are aware of. I mean, the guy is 52. I mean, he suffered a concussion in that Goldberg match when he was in WCW.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And he got a stroke from the car accident he also had, so, you know, the likelihood of him, you know, even competing in the ring is slim to none.
Yeah.
And there's even
if he fights against Vince, then he's going to have to fight more people after that.
Yeah, but the way how the rumor is going, if he fights Vince, he's not gonna suffer a lot of, you know, blows. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's gonna be the way how it sounds like it's gonna be him really whipping Vince McMahon's butt. You know what I mean, which everybody would love to see that.
That's gonna be whack though.
Yeah, it would be. It would be whack. I mean, it would be whack if, because it can't be one side. It'd be as great as a moment as Booker T, you know, fighting against Stone Cold in the supermarket. It'd be, mm-hmm. you know, one sided. You know, it'd be like it'd be watching like a Goldberg match.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
You know, a match you just. But I don't think it'll be that bad. I just think, you know, I think he'll suffer some blows, but hopefully he'll find a way to. If they do fight, or if Britt actually gets into the ring, they'll find a way to make it, you know, less predictable and actually interesting.
And who knows? He may manage the Hart Dynasty, maybe.
Yeah, that's another rumor that, you know, he might manage the Hart Dynasty.
Yeah.
Maybe turn those guys' face into good guys and make them face DX and then, you know, help them DX and win the tag team titles.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking is that maybe he's going to come into the ring. You know, Shawn Michaels comes also, and then he, you know, he confronts him, and then he, you know, shakes his hand in forgiveness, and then they hug into the ring, which would be an emotional moment. And then afterwards, you know, he announces that he's going to be the special guest referee in the DX versus Jericho match. And then he screws them out of the title. And then afterwards, you know, he gets his revenge, you know, on DX.
Yeah, that would be good also.
I could see that happening too.
Maybe you might even see another Bret versus Shawn Michaels match. I mean, they fought a million times in the past.
Yeah, maybe. That would definitely be even better than a Vince McMahon match.
Yeah.
Him playing Bret versus him, Shawn Michaels, man, that would be off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, they had a rivalry back in the day, so.
Yeah. A rivalry that was true on and off the ring.
Yeah.
Out of the ring, I should say. So, yeah, that'd be awesome.
One more time, you know?
Yeah. It won't be as exciting, you know, these guys, you know, Bret with all those, the concussion and, you know, the stroke, and Shawn Michaels with his back injury. I mean, they're going to be limited to what they could do, but I think just having those guys, it could probably almost be as good as the Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels match.
Yeah.
Except a little less high flying.
And you know, I heard rumors that Shawn Michaels might win the Royal Rumble just to face Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Hmm.
Have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard that either. But that'd be a good one. I mean, yeah, I could see that.
You know, but Shawn Michaels, he's already won the Royal
Rumble
twice.
Twice, yeah, exactly. I would think. Huh? I think there was rumors that maybe Cena might win, or maybe Drew McIntyre or John Morrison might win. No, somebody who never won.
What about John Cena?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I thought of that also personally, because he's saying that he's never gonna lose until he wins the WWE title. So yeah, unfortunately, that's my pick. Personally,
yeah.
I'd prefer MVP to win, but that's not gonna happen because I read a report that I don't know if it's true, but it looks like it's true because he has all the you know the charisma, the fans, you know, he's a fan favorite. You know, he's not he's decent in the ring. Sure, he needs a little work. But the only reason why he's not, you know, being developed properly is because he's not, you know, goody two shoes with the higher ups, you know, in the organization.
Yeah, like Triple H
and Vince and all those people, the writers and all that stuff. I think the only
That's
writer he's cool
up.
With it is with Michael Hayes when they were in SmackDown together.
Who's racist, by the way?
Of course, you remember Michael Hayes. He was part of the Freebirds, and he said that racial N-word comment about Mark Henry, who is ironically his tag team partner. But we shall see. But my pick is John Cena, and yeah, also Hulk Hogan at TNA. You know that I'll check that out on Thursday when they replay it.
Yeah, tomorrow night's gonna be exciting, man.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I think I'm gonna take the first hour of TNA and then have, you know, take the when, you know, Pop comes on. So
definitely.
What do you think about that? Your last thoughts before the show ends.
And I just can't wait to see Bret Hart tomorrow on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait myself either, and I haven't seen this guy fight, you know, live. But,
yeah, I can't wait.
You know, it's that time again. We gotta go, man. Thank you for coming on the show, Macaulay. Pleasure having you as usual. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another fun episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm your host, Jim Ramon. Co-host Macaulay Matthews. Bye. Thank you for listening to the show. We'll be back next week.
See you next week.
Sunday.